Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous Shi'urim, talking about Bishul on Shabbos, Bishul Basar B'Cholov. The Rambam in the ninth perek of Ma'acholas Asuros in the sixth halacha writes, "Am Ushan v'am Avushul v'chamit Tveria v'chayotze b'zeh ein lokin olav mishum Basar B'Cholov." That if somebody smokes basar b'chalav, or he cooks basar b'chalav in chamei tveria, there's no malchus. The makor of the Rambam is from the Gemara Nedarim in the Yerushalmi in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Rabbanan Gesara Shalom Ushan Mao Shehebo Mishum Bishulei Goyim. Is there an issue of bishul akum when it comes to smoking food? So Gemara asks, "Mao shehebo mishum tafshilei Shabbos? Is there an issue of bishul on Shabbos if you smoke it? Mao shehebo mishum baser b'cholav? Is there an issue if baser b'cholav? Mao she itav el ma'isrus v'lo ifshita?" So the Gemara isn't poshet if ma'ushan is considered cooking. And the Magid Mishnah writes that since it's not ifshita, since the Gemara wasn't poshet the suffik tara lahachmir, it's going to be a biblical case of doubt, in which case you are machmir. But there's going to be no malchus. That's why the Rambam says that ma'ushan, there are no malchus, because it's a suffik. If it's asur daraisa. Hamavushal b'chamei tveria, it appears there in the Yerushalmi that it's the same as ma'ushan, because it says ma'ushan v'hamavushal b'chamei tveria. So there's the same status as ma'ushan. Now, the Gabi Shabbos, we paskin that hamavashal b'chamei tveria is putter. So in the Rambam, Shabbos 9:3, in other words, it's only Asur Derabbanan, like we see on Shabbos 40b. L'chora, what the Magid Mishnah wants to say is that Ma'ushan were Machmir Misafik Torah, and if so, it should be the same L'gabei Chamei Tveria, that we should be Machmir L'gabei Safik Torah. Since it's a Safik Torah, we should be Machmir. It's Asur Daraisa. But the Gabi Shabbos, we paskin that by Chamei Tveria is not a Suffik Torah, it's Asur Derabbanan. If so, Basar B'Cholav B'Chamei Tveria should also only be Asur Derabbanan. So that might be what the Magid Mishnah means. The Lechem Mishnah has another understanding. But it could be that the Magid Mishnah holds that you can be Mechalik between Mavushal and Chamei Tveria. And therefore, he notes that by Shabbos, we paskin that Hamavashel b'chamei tveria is pater. So Ma'ushan is a suffik d'araisa, but Mavushel b'chamei tveria, if you cook it in the hot springs of Tveria and not with a fire, it's only going to be Asur d'Rabbanan, just like it is l'gabei Shabbos. Now, the Rambam put the two together. However, they don't necessarily have the same halacha. They're both asr, but Ma'ushan's asr misafik Torah, and Chamei Tveria is only asr derabbanan in the Pri Chodosh, Simen Pei Zayin, Sof Sif Katan Beis, is Nota Midas HaRambam. He doesn't stay with the Rambam's Mahalach, and he holds that Ma'ushan is Vadei Doraisa. Because even though it wasn't resolved in the Yerushalmi L'gabei Basar B'Cholav, nevertheless, it was resolved in the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Afnun Amid Beis in the Yerushalmi, Hatzoleh V'Hametagein HaSholek V'Hame'ashen Kulam Mishum Avashel. So if somebody roasts, fries, cooks very well, smokes, you're always chayiv al tzmevashel. So the Pri Chodesh holds that just like it's ma'ashen is chayiv mishum mevashel b'Shabbos, hu hadin l'inyan bishul baser b'cholov, it's definitely considered bishul. But mevashel b'chamei tveria, he brings a machlokas to the Amoraim and the Yerushalmi, and in the Bavli the maskana is it's not bishul. For hu hadin l'inyan bishul baser b'cholov, that it's not going to be aser b'chamei tveria min haTorah. And the grub brings him and pays Zayin Yud Gimel, it's mashma he agrees. So that's the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh is bothered by the Rambam that he's mesupik about Mu'ushan. What's the problem? It was already resolved the Gabei Shabbos. So the Pri Chodesh's understanding, as we discussed at length in other shiurim, is that Bishul Gabei Shabbos and Bishul Gabei Basar B'Cholov is the same gather. Whatever defines one as bishul is going to define the other as bishul. However, Rabbi Seinu Achronim are mechalek between Shabbos and Basar B'cholov. First of all, you have the pre-toyar, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Pei Zayin. So if Sifkat and Gimel, you can't prove from Shabbos to Basar B'cholov. The linyan Shabbos called the Ovid Ma'aseh Chayiv. Mashen came with Basar B'cholov. As far as Shabbos goes, if you did a Ma'aseh, you're Chayiv. Mashen came Basar B'cholov. Just because you did a Ma'aseh doesn't make you Chayiv. Just because you did some sort of Tikkun doesn't make you Chayiv. It has to be really cooking. And who says Mu'ushan's cooking? It also says Yitzola, roasting is Bishul B'Shabbos, but it's not Bishul B'Basar B'Cholov. So the Pre-Torah says, don't compare Bishul B'Shabbos and Bishul B'Basar B'Cholov. He says, Shabbos, you just did a Maisa, which as we said in a previous year means you made some sort of Tikkun, but B'Basar B'Cholov, and that has to be really cooking. Place, he writes, the Basar B'cholov derech bishul asr Torah. And this is not derech bishul, chamim o ba'ashan. To smoke it, heat it up with smoke, that's not considered bishul. And therefore, the Yerushalmi declares two different places, one Shabbos, one Basar B'cholov. It's not the Zel B'Zach. Pri Megadim, Pei Zayin, Mishpasa Zav Aleph, brings the Pri Chodesh, and then he writes, what are you comparing Shabbos and Basar B'cholov? Shabbos, the ikar is that it's a malacha. Basar B'cholov, it has to be bishul. It's the same type of chiluk. At Shabbos, you have to make some sort of tikkun, and therefore it doesn't have to be, strictly speaking, bishul. Defined as bishul in the narrow sense. Whereas bishul Basar B'cholov has to be bishul in the narrow sense. In the Gilyan HaShas, in the Yerushalmi, he says that Lisurei Shabbos, even though Mu'ushin isn't Kemavushal, but you're Chayiv because it's the Tolod of Mevashal. But Mashen Kem Basar B'cholov, Basar B'cholov doesn't have Tolodis. The Chasim Sofer, in his Chedushim Techulin, 113b, adds an explanation, and he writes, B'Shabbos HaMelacha Kapit Kura V'arinas HaMelacha HaYde'esh Basar B'cholov HaBishul Kapit Kura Hainu davra mispashit bakula. Umuushani bailan bi yushami lechelin basar b'cholov patra balasar. So by Shabbos, anything similar, as we explained in the previous year, anything similar to Bishul, it's going to be an Isser of Bishul. It doesn't have to be Bishul, strictly speaking. But Basar B'cholov has to be real Bishul. And if it's not Bishul, then it's not. It's not Bishul Basar B'Cholov. Says it has to be mispashit bekula. Does the ashan impact the entire basar b'chalav to create a havla? Lav dafka. But by bishul, it does. So if it's not bishul, then you can't say that it's vaday an isser a basar b'chalav. Yiglei Tal in Meleches Ofen Sifkot and Gimel is Tamei on the Rambam that Agabe Basar B'Cholav Paskins that you don't get Malkus from Ushan. Like the Magid Mishnah writes, it's an Asur Misafik Torah. And the Agabe Shabbos, which is more Chomer, he was Mashmit Legamri or Mid Legamri the Din Ushan. And in the Yerushalmi, it's Pashat that you're Chayvan Mushan. So why does he Paskin Mushan by Basar B'Cholav and not by Shabbos? But in the ninth parak of Shabbos, the Rambam says, Echad Ofer, O Mevashel, O Mechamis Hamayim, O Kol Yen Echad, O Mevashel, B'Tol Tzor, O Medich B'Chamin, B'Chein Chol Ko Yetze Behem. So right, B'Chein Chol Ko Yetze Behem, so L'Chore, he's including Mushan, Metugan, Tzli, all included in Bishul. What about Chamei Tveria? So that's not fire. Shabbos is bishul with fire. It's not fire. It has to be Toldos HaOr on Shabbos. This isn't Toldos HaOr. If it's Toldos HaChamer or it's hot naturally, it's not considered bishul Agave Shabbos. What about Basar B'Cholav? So one could argue maybe it is. They're not the same gedar necessarily, so maybe if it's cooked, it's cooked. It's cooked in water, but no dvida holds not. It's only the rabbanan and the madura tinyana yoredes and the mem gimel. In the Chasim Sofer in his Chedushim Techulin, 113b writes Kashli Mevashel B'Chamu B'Chamu Tveri Menalim L'Mifter B'Basar B'Cholav Bishlam Minyan Shabbos Lov Melach Ken Shenasa B'Mishkan Avani B'Basar B'Cholav Menalim L'Lam Bishl Hu Arei Mefapeh B'Kulo. So he says what I just said, that maybe Basar B'Bishl should be Aser Midaraisa B'Chamu Tveria, because it's Mispashit B'Kulo. The Iker is that the cooking impacts the whole item, all the food. Then it's the arti harbe possesses the chasim sofer chobgehat asach tzar from them. I'm sure he said it in Yiddish, but I had a lot of tzar from this. For amar li talmidi habocher hamuflag Yoel Segal. So he had a talmid named Yoel Segal. His friends would call him Joey, maybe, probably not. Midrashiva she tofu efu v'she tevashu v'bashel v'isakadayt l'stam bishul dekra gam b'cham b'cham itveria rai bishkaz yechol v'bashel gam b'shabes atzma the melacha kei mishkan lo havi v'echsasam asher tevashu v'bashel ala akorchenu stam bishul d'tarinu ela b'eish v'yomad bishul v'pesach v'basar v'cholav mehach v'nochon. He said a vort that the Torah says do your bishul before Shabbos. So if Stam Bishul of the Pasuk is even in the sun or in Chamei Tveria, you could do that on Shabbos. Why is it saying you can't do it on Shabbos? What does it mean, Asher Tevashlu Bashelu, that you can't do it on Shabbos? Yes, you can. So it must be if you hold that Stam Bishul of the Pasuk is Bechamo, Bechamo, Bechamitveri. So it must be that no, Stam bishul of the Torah is be'esh, so it's telling you, do your cooking with esh before Shabbos. Stam bishul is be'esh. And memela, you can learn the bishul of Pesach. They now had to be in Vasha Karban Pesach and Basar B'chala from this. And if it's not be'esh, if it's b'chamei tveri, it's not going to be asur daraisa. So that's very, very interesting. What I'd like to discuss further is bishul achar bishul in basar b'chalav. And could it be that it's going to be different than bishul achar bishul in Shabbos? That's a fascinating topic. And B'Tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we very much would like to continue on this derech and see further and further nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. So I ask you, sweet friends, to please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.